Archers for the week 11 to 16 April 2004.
Over at Brookfield, they're raring to go now.
Yes, I know he does, sweetheart.
Tell Josh we have to wait for Phoebe to get here.
I did tell him.
Well, we can't start the Easter egg hunt yet.
Why don't you see if he'll play with Lily and Freddy?
He won't. He says they're babies.
Well, Daniel, then.
Go on. It won't be much longer. Well done.
Well, anyway...
Sorry, Dad. Carry on.
Yeah.
The sun was coming up.
Mm. And as it did, Alan read from Mark. You know, early in the morning they came to the tomb just as the sun was rising. And then we all sang, Jesus Christ has risen today.
Doesn't it sound lovely?
Mm, it was.
How many made it up the hill?
Oh, I'd say there were about 14, 15 of us.
No, there must have been more than that, Phil.
Huh?
Clary and I were hard pushed to provide enough breakfast for everyone.
Well, a good turnout then.
Oh, yes. Alan was very pleased.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Really didn't think you'd get so many, not to go climbing Lake Eyre in the dark.
Oh, it was worth it, though. Such a clear dawn. Did you see it?
No, I was in the parlour.
I mean, you could see all the way across the vale. As Alan said, why hold a service in a church when what God's made so beautiful?
He might not have said that if it had been raining.
Josh! Yes, I can see you.
What's he doing?
Trying to sneak off after the eggs. Come on, come out from behind the tree.
I must say, everyone said that Alan had done it very well.
Very nice.
It's true, David. Everyone who came back to the hall seemed quite moved by it all.
There was such a sense of hope. I mean, you don't always feel that with the world the way it is these days.
Josh, put that back! Look at it. The cheeky monkey's found an egg.
When did Brian and Jenny say they'd be here?
Well, they should be here now.
Well, you don't think there's been a problem picking Phoebe up?
No, they got her for the weekend. Josh, what did I tell you?
I hope nothing's wrong.
Well, so do I. If they don't get here soon, we might have an infant revolution on our hands.
Oh, well, I thought I'd find you in here.
Mr Aldridge. Yes, I'm just seeing to this morning's eggs.
Hens laying well, eh?
Up a little on last week, yeah.
Oh, good.
Excuse me, I need to get another incubator,
that's fine. Oh, that's fine. Sorry. Look, I won't hold you up, but just came over to thank you.
Oh, all right.
I know we've left you in the lurch a bit this past week. You're managing okay, though, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not been too bad.
And you're keeping on top of things?
Just about. But, I mean, Greg will be back soon, won't he? He's right, he's on from France.
Oh, yes, but he might be away from work for a little while longer.
Oh, how come?
His family problems, a few things he still needs to sort out.
Oh, I see.
Yep. You'll be all right holding the fort, then?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, how much longer are we talking about?
Oh, not long.
Well, I can manage while the birds are still laying, but when it gets to moving them to the rearing fields...
Yeah, I know. You'll need some help.
Well, yeah.
Right.
It's a two-man job,
sir. No, of course.
So Greg could be gone for as long as that?
Possibly.
What's been happening?
Well, as I say, I don't know.
Well, didn't he tell you?
Well, I prefer not to pry. I mean, these things are very personal.
Sure. Whatever it is, it can't be good, can it? Not if he's taking all his time off work.
No. So if I can get you some extra help, you'd appreciate it.
Well, I'm all right for the moment.
No. Well, no, you need some help. I'll see what I can do. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, hello, love. In the incubator shed with Will. Yes, I know. Yes, I'm on my way now. Is it? Oh, I didn't realise that was the time. Is Phoebe ready? Sorry, Will, I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, OK.
Yes, Jenny, yes, I'm coming straight away. I'll get back to you, Will, OK?
Where's Alice off to? He's not going, is he?
Afraid so. Yeah, Linda called him. One of her llamas has hurt itself.
Oh, dear.
Coming straight back, though.
You didn't hear what Shula was telling us, David?
No, what's that?
Oliver and Caroline. They've definitely decided to foster.
Oh, really?
They've been to all the classes... And they want to go ahead.
Well, that's very brave.
I think it's wonderful.
Foster children aren't easy.
Are Oliver and Caroline going to have a baby?
No, not a baby.
No, they're going to look after a boy or girl with no one to look after them anymore.
Like my aunt. She had to look after me.
Were you fostered, Grandma?
Well, I was adopted, really. Your dad's right, it isn't easy. But it's wonderful when you find someone who loves you. There we go, all fixed.
It's still broken.
I can't see anything.
No one's going to notice that. The whiskers cover it up.
Mm. I wouldn't let Josh wear it again before the competition, though.
Do you think he can still win?
Oh, I think he'll have a good chance.
Go and show him, and make sure that he hasn't found any more Easter eggs.
Okay.
Bless her.
You come to the village hall tomorrow, David?
No, I want to clear the tyres out of the silage clamp. Ruth will take the kids down.
Oh.
How's your Simnel cake coming along?
Oh, yes. Well, good. I'm resting them now.
Them?
He's made three.
It's not a competition for who can bake the most.
No, but I can pick the best one.
David!
Brian and Jenny are here.
You made it.
Out you get, Phoebe.
Sorry we're late, David.
That's it. Go and say hello to Auntie Jill and Uncle Phil. That's a good girl.
Look, all I'm trying to say, Jenny, is that I've been put in a difficult position.
Oh, can we leave it now?
Well, it was embarrassing.
Yes, I do understand.
I don't enjoy having to lie to my employees. Especially when it's a cover for a man who called me...
We all know what Greg called you.
He will want to know what's going on. I don't blame him either. I'd like to know too. Greg's been back 2 days now and he still hasn't come to speak to me.
Well, it's not as if you're doing it for Greg. You're trying to help Helen.
Quite. And because I felt for her, I made a promise. I've got a business to run, Jenny. I'm paralysed. I can't do anything until Greg speaks to me.
Oh, come on.
I mean, in his place, I think I'd have done something about it by now.
Well, you would have thought so.
Yeah. Just hope he's not expecting me to come looking for him.
Look, everybody will wonder why we're not going over.
But what if I give him until the end of the week? I mean, that's fair, isn't it?
Brian, I wasn't trying
Helen
to...
Helen would understand. I mean, I'd have to replace him after that.
Well, of course she would. I'm sure Helen appreciates everything you're doing for her. Just remember, we don't know the full story, that's all. Now, for heaven's sake, Brian, come along.
Doesn't Phoebe look pretty in that dress?
Mm. You can really see Kate in her now, can't you?
Yeah, she'll be getting the nose ring and dyed hair next year.
David!
And they're off.
Isn't Ruth giving the little ones a head start?
Well, if she is, the big ones aren't taking any notice.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Brian, Jenny.
You do realise the torture you've been putting these poor kids through?
What?
Waiting for you to arrive so they could start the hunt.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was entirely his fault.
Well, never mind. They seem happy enough now. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, I'll have a beer if you've got one, David.
Yep. Jennifer?
What is there?
Well, we've got plenty of fizzy pop and squash.
Well, I'll have a lemonade, please.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Actually, I might come with you.
Oh, OK. We'll leave you to it, then. Mum, do you want anything?
No, thanks, love.
Right, you are.
Well, how are things going, Brian?
Oh, well, looks as though the children are having fun.
Yes. I love it when they're all together.
I brought my camera.
Good. Oh, look. Lily and Freddie sharing a basket.
Oh, and I thought I'd bring it with me tomorrow as well. You are still displaying the kneelers in the village hall.
Yes. People can look at them while they're having their tea.
Mm. I'll come early then and get some nice pictures for the website. Phoebe! Try looking up, darling. That's it, in the tree.
Chris has decided to start a new one.
Oh, has she? Oh, that is good. Let's hope it's a sign that she's starting to move on.
Well, I think so.
No, darling, reach up a bit.
I think the photo album helped.
Oh, I am pleased. Hey, well done, Phoebe. How many eggs have you got now, then?
They'll be fine now they're all occupied. Oops.
Oh, dear. So you've been in touch with the milking agency?
Yeah, I spoke to their general manager last week.
Which firm?
Paxley Milking Services.
Oh, yes, yeah, I heard of them.
Oh, Charlie Noble uses them a lot, for relief milkers rather than contract people. But he says they've been very reliable.
Well, their regional bloke's coming to see us next week. They reckon they can provide a first-class guy, and we have him on a yearly contract. There you go.
Oh, cheers.
Sorry, the glass is a bit wet.
Of course, the best part of a deal like that is if it doesn't work out, they find you someone else.
Exactly. It takes a lot of the risk out of employing someone.
Well, it'll free David and Ruth up a good deal, too.
Yeah, it's a logical step. I mean, David's already contracted out the cereals to us.
Yeah, and this way I can concentrate on running the whole farm.
Mm. It's a brave decision, but I think it'll work out for the best.
Well, it was either do that or cut the herd right down.
Oh, no.
Would have seemed too much like retiring, I think.
No, no, I'm sure you're doing the right thing. Now, David, I wanted to ask you.
Hmm?
I'm looking for a bit of help on the shoot. It's only short term. But how's George getting on now they've moved into Woodbine?
Fine, I think.
Yes, I saw him yesterday. He seemed very happy, getting the garden into shape.
Well, do you think you might be interested in some keepery?
Oh, possibly.
Why?
Well, Greg's had to take some time off work.
Oh?
It's just for a short while, but I need some cover. You think George would be interested?
Well, I'd certainly ask him. So, what's the matter with Greg?
Hello, Greg. Anybody home? Greg, are you? Oh, hiya.
Will.
Sorry, I weren't sure if you were in. I rang the bell.
It can't be working.
It was ringing.
Then I didn't hear it. What are you doing here?
Just thought I'd pop round, see how you're getting on. Wondered when you might be coming back to work.
Work?
Oh, yeah, Brian said you were having a few more days off.
Did he?
Yeah.
Then he should have told you something different.
Hey?
I'm not coming back. I quit.
You are?
You were.
But why?
You really have to ask me that?
I don't get it.
Good luck, Will. Maybe you'll start to see what Brian Aldridge is really like now I'm not there.
Is that why you quit? Because of a few disagreements with Brian?
A few? Do you know what it's been like for me these last months?
Well, it's not been that bad.
Hasn't it?
Well, he hasn't replaced you, has he? And he told me you were coming back to work. This is stupid, Greg. You should go and talk to him.
What?
Brian can be reasonable when he wants to be. You could probably get your job back.
Did he send you?
Of course not.
He did, didn't he?
He didn't even tell me you'd quit.
Well, I'm telling you. And you can tell him from me I meant what I said.
This is daft.
I've had enough, all right.
Greg.
Goodbye.
Greg, wait. Greg.
Usha's refusing to kiss and tell.
Don't push the swing too high.
So, where is he?
Couldn't you tempt Ash up to tea and cake in the village hall?
I could have, but he had to nip home. He's coming back this evening.
You won't be without him too long, then.
No. It's funny, though, Ruth. Now when he goes, he doesn't take all his stuff with him. There's still his razor in the bathroom or a pair of shoes he's kicked off in the sitting room.
Don't let him get too comfortable.
I don't mind. It's great. He is naughty, though.
Why?
He's got me skiving off work now. There's a vacant shop in Borchester he's interested in, you know, to sell his artefacts, show his pictures. So I'm leaving early on Thursday to have a look with him.
Where's the shop?
Top end of Friargate.
Ah, not far from your office, then.
I've secretly decided he's got to have it already.
Afternoon, Ruth.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Are you sure?
Nice hat you've got there. You're going to put it on for us?
Oh, no, it's Clary's bonnet for the competition. She forgot to bring it with her when she came down to help with the tea.
She's teasing you, Eddie.
Oh, right.
Did Clary cut out all those flowers?
Every last one. Oh, I'd better get it inside to her.
Eddie?
Yeah?
I was thinking about what you told me about that friend of yours.
Oh?
What's this?
Oh, nothing. I passed on what you said, Ish.
He's getting a lawyer, then?
Any road of Clary's waiting.
Well, we'd better go in. Josh needs to get ready for the parade.
Oh, Eddie, watch out. A couple of flowers have fallen off your hat.
What? Oh, heck. A bunch came off on my way down here.
Well, that's not good.
Oh, it ain't. Don't suppose you got any glue, have you?
Oh! Awfully sorry, Jeff.
So you should be cool.
Oh, no, I really didn't mean to drop it on your foot, obviously.
Are you all right? I think you've broken my toe in this now. Similar thing. More like rock cake, if you ask me.
But it's a traditional recipe, 17th century. I found it on the web. It's supposed to have a hard crust like that.
Well, there's not a dent on it.
Well, you wouldn't think flour, water and saffron could be so tough, would you?
It's a new one on me.
There's a poem to go with it. See? She who would a simnel make, flour and saffron first must shake, then must boil and then must bake, for a crust too hard to break. Quaid, isn't it?
Dangerous, more like.
I mean, that's all very nice, Linda, but I was supposed to make a judgment if I can't get into it.
Maybe I should ask my Eddie to get his chainsaw.
I'd thank you and your family to stay away from my cake.
Just so long as you keep your cake away from me.
Oh, Ian, how's it going?
Linda was just explaining her cake to me. That's a bit tricky.
You will be careful with that knife, then.
Now, Alan.
Hello, Linda. How long will you be? Just I'd like to announce the result before the bonnet parade.
Oh, good. Chica chica boom cheek.
Sorry?
Carmen Miranda. She's the inspiration of my Easter bonnet.
Oh, Right.
Well, you must know Carmen Miranda, the Brazilian bombshell. Ay, 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 I like you very much. Ay, 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 I think you're grand.
You know, Linda, I will be judging the contest purely on the basis of the hat's music. It doesn't come into it.
Oh, come on, a little flair must count for something.
Linda, I hear you had an accident with one of your llamas yesterday.
Oh, yes, poor Wolfie. It was really very distressing. One of his front legs slipped into an old badger hole.
Oh, you were doing the trek for the Promises auction, weren't you?
Yes, I'm glad the winners were there to calm me down. Wolfgang was limping around with his leg held up, making a terrible scene.
Peter broke its leg, had it?
No, no, no. Alistair diagnosed it as a sprain, but llamas are known for making a fuss over nothing.
Like their owners, then.
Ian, please be careful with my cake.
Dad, yes. What's the matter? Clary's bonnet. All the flowers are coming off.
Oh, dear.
Well, don't,
well, she spent hours making this. She'll blame me.
Oh, of course she won't.
Here, Eddie. You lost some more.
Right. That's it. I give up. There's no way I can get into this cake.
But how are you going to judge it?
I'm not. Oh, here. You better have your knife back. I think I've wanted it.
Oh, don't you be so sure. My Frieda will give him a run for his money.
Phil's put a lot of work into his cake.
Ah, but nothing tastes quite like Frieda Fry's marzipan. That's what Jean-Paul used to say.
Which of these cushions did you say was hers, Bert?
Well, which kneeler?
Yes.
That one there, with the Rose of Sharon. From the Song of Songs.
She's done it beautifully.
Yeah, except the Rose of Sharon ain't a rose. It's more likely a tulip or a narcissus.
Is that right?
Yeah, I told her. I said they didn't grow floribunders in biblical times. She didn't take no notice.
These reddy orange flowers on this one?
Yeah, pomegranates. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I suppose that's what Lillian calls an Easter bonnet.
I suppose.
She's got Matt with her too.
She brought him with her to the barbecue last week, then she completely ignored him and spent the whole evening flirting with Eddie.
Well, she's not ignoring him now.
Oh, you don't know where to put yourself, do you? He was the same in the bull last night.
He is still married, isn't he?
Apparently.
Oh, you'd think he'd forgotten.
And if the gossip gets back to Yvette, he won't be married for much longer.
Oh, some people, they got no shame.
Still struggling to make up your mind?
Well, I've narrowed it down to Phil's and Kathy's.
So what's the problem?
I don't want to upset anymore. No. They all take it so seriously.
I know what you mean. I'm going to have to press you for a decision, though.
Blow it. Okay, the winning card...
Wait!
Linda, I told you...
I called Robert, and he's coming down with a hammer.
We can't wait any longer.
We're living in 5 minutes.
The kiddies are ready in their bonnets.
I'm sorry, Linda, you've been disqualified.
Mine is an authentic Shrewsbury signal cake, which I would have thought a chef and, may I say, colleague would have thought worthy of consideration.
And I have considered it. I'm sorry, I've got to make a decision.
You're not giving it to Kathy.
Well, I think that's fair, with Phil as a worthy second place.
No, right, I'll announce winners and then we'll start the parade. You ought to get your hats on, Linda.
Alan!
Oh, what now?
He couldn't wait a few minutes. I've got some blue tack off the notice board. I need to put the flowers back in.
I can't, Eddie, no, we're running late as it is.
Oh, right. Well, you can see what the hat was meant to look like.
Well, I wouldn't bother. Intentions don't count for anything round here.
No, I'll be as fair as I can, Eddie. Now, you better give her the bonnet. We're about to start.
So, let's hear it for Clary and her bonnet. Well done, Clary.
Oh, it looked a mess, didn't it?
No, it wasn't that bad.
I just tried to stick the flowers back on as fast as I could.
Next on stage we have Linda Snell.
It looks fine, Eddie.
You haven't seen what's coming next.
That Linda is wearing what she tells me is a creation inspired by...
Carmen Miranda.
Thank you, Linda.
The Brazilian bombshell.
She's got a bowl of fruit on her head.
I wonder why does everybody look at me?
What's she doing?
I think it's meant to be singing.
I hope that means that everyone is glad to see the lady in the tutti frutti hat. Oh,
thank you, thank you. Big, big clap for Linda, everyone.
That was worse than the stuff Ed listens to.
Right, can you all come to the front of the stage, please? Come on. That's it, Ingrid. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone up here for their efforts. I think you'll agree they've all been terrific.
Yeah,
the prizes have to go to someone. So, in third place, with a hat more playboy than Easter Bunny, Beryl Heyman.
Hi, Ian. Hello.
Hello.
How have you found judging?
Got more stressful than a busy night in the kitchen.
Well done, Beryl.
Still, I don't envy Alan. At least I just got to put the cards down and run away.
And our second place goes to Pat Fletcher.
Who
You don't think Phil will mind if he's given to a prize, do you?
No.
Well, you did say he was determined.
He'll get over it.
And now the moment you've been waiting for. First place.
You just have to make sure he gets it next time.
Shh.
Sorry, Eddie.
Now, after a great deal of consideration, I've decided to award it not for her performance, but for her fruity headwear. The winner is Linda Snell.
Would you credit
it? That's
that.
Never mind, Eddie.
If it's any comfort, the bonnet I made for Josh didn't win either.
Oh, come on, Dad. Let's go to the pub. Eh? Oh, all right. Yeah, why not? See you all.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Take care. Actually, I ought to be off too.
Really?
Yeah, the show could be back soon.
Oh, well, you'd better go then.
What's this?
Just Usha and her living lover.
Shut up!
I'm sorry. Go on, enjoy your evening.
Yes, I'm sure I will. In a way, it's a shame there has to be a winner. I mean, how can you compare my hat with, say, Pat Fletcher's chicken and egg ensemble?
Oh, it's not about winning, though, is it? Raising money's the important thing.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Roy, turn the PA off, Alan.
Oh, Talbot.
Where does the figure stand for the Lent appeal?
It's almost £2,000, isn't it?
Oh.
Well, across four parishes, yeah. And there's still no money from the teas.
Oh, yeah, would you mind collecting that for me? Because I really need to go and get packed.
Are you leaving us, Alan?
Only for a few days. Amy and I are popping up to visit Mabel.
Yeah, we'll have the money ready when you get back.
Thanks. Hey, and thanks again for your help with the Promises auction. It was the biggest money raiser of all.
Oh, don't remind me of that. I'm still stuck going to this casino with Lillian.
Well, don't blame yourself. Ain't your fault the glue wasn't strong enough?
Yeah, but Clary Works award on it.
Yeah, so you daft, eh? We can't understand why you're so upset about it.
It's a shame, that's all.
Here, Clary's 50th in a month's time. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I've been putting some money aside.
What money?
From selling that meat.
Oh. So how much you got?
No, not for a weekend away somewhere. I was thinking Paris, maybe.
Paris? Oh, well, she like that.
Yeah.
Terry loves all that French stuff. Right, you're round.
Hey, Dad, wait up.
Yeah, now, don't you try and get out of it.
No. It's not.
What is it, then?
I've got something to tell you.
Well?
That meat.
Yeah?
Well, the thing is, it weren't right. It didn't come from some farm up in the Welsh Hills. It was out the back of an abattoir. Snatch lied to me. He told me it was all right.
You believed him?
Yeah. I know the stuff he peddles ain't exactly above board, but it's okay. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well, this was condemned. It had things wrong with it.
What things?
I don't know, do I? It tasted all right, though. You said that yourself.
I ain't a well man. That could have done for me.
Point is, I'm in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I don't know. Prison kind of trouble.
Oh, Eddie. Does Clary know?
Of course not. She's been going on at me for weeks and I shouldn't have been selling this stuff. You can't tell her either.
Well, she's going to find out eventually.
I know.
It'll be worse when she does.
Well, there's no point worrying her until something happens.
Well, you're worrying me, was it?
I didn't tell someone. Please, Dad. Don't tell Clary about this.
Oh, you've done some stupid things in your time, Ella.
Please.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting myself a drink. I reckon I need one after that.
Can anyone reach Nigel?
I don't understand, Kathy. If Lizzie's been looking for me, why didn't she just call my mobile?
She said it was turned off.
I don't think so.
I'm sorry, Phil. What did you say you wanted with your jacket?
Grated cheese and beans, please.
Right. Ah, whoops. I couldn't have turned it on when I went out.
You better do it now. I think Elizabeth's left you a message.
One or two, I expect.
Well, she wasn't expecting you to spend the whole morning at the woodworking class.
Well, nor was I, you see. I only meant to go down to introduce Alec, but I kind of got wrapped up in it all.
Everyone's having such a good time.
Yeah, they all seem very cheerful.
Well, it's just so idyllic. And we're down in the copse in a little grove, and everyone sits around cleaving and shaving their wood.
Sounds lovely.
And the equipment, the jig, the lathe. It's all made from green wood. Here we go. 3 voicemails. I'm in trouble. Excuse me.
You should come and have a look at it. It really is very picturesque.
Oh, I wish I could. But I've got to head off as soon as I've finished here. I'm going over to Kenton's, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're having a mini film evening in preparation for the real thing. Kenton's threatening to try out the various movie snacks he's contrived on me.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
How's it all going?
Not really well. Most of the tickets are sold. And quite a few people have said they're coming in pirate costume.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's a long time since I've seen a good swashbuckler.
Right.
Elizabeth?
The first message was, yes. I'd better listen to the others.
I'll take your order to the kitchen.
Right. Oh, Kathy, before you go...
Yeah?
I just wanted to congratulate you on your winning Simnel cake.
Oh, well...
Obviously, your professional experience shone through.
Oh, I don't know about that. I honestly thought Ian would go for yours.
Oh, no.
You decorated it so beautifully.
Oh, I'm sure the best cake won. You'll have to show me where I'm going wrong.
Oh, you don't need any help from me, Phil. I'll get your order.
Thank you, Kathy.
Hmm.
You didn't want anything else, did you, Nigel?
No.
Everything all right?
Yes. It's just an odd message from Eddie. He called to finalise when he's coming to cultivate the land for the vineyard.
Well, is there a problem?
No problem. He just sounded a bit stressed out.
Yeah, fair enough. I suppose you had better get off that double yellow.
Kenton!
Well, have a good one, mate.
Kenton!
Oh, hiya. Can you believe that delivery guy didn't carry this in for me?
What is it?
Okay. All will be revealed when the cardboard comes off. Can you give us a hand getting over to the counter?
Kenton.
Now remember, health and safety. Bend at the knees.
Kenton, Frank wants you to clear away the pot of sauce you've got all over the kitchen.
I've told him I'm experimenting.
Well, Frank says you're experimenting is getting in the way of him cooking.
What cooking?
Oh, mind the table.
Look, the lunchtime rush is over. There's only old Jimmy in the corner and all he does is drink tea.
Well, I don't know, but Frank says everything's going in the bin if you don't get it moved.
Come on, put it down, OK?
Right.
Right, pass me that knife, will you?
So, what's inside?
This, my glamorous assistant, is going to put Jack's calf on the map. The queuing down the block.
What are you on about?
It's also a vital part of Films in the Fields. Ta-da! Behold, our new popcorn maker.
Where is it?
Huh? Oh, must be underneath all the polystyrene bits. Come on, delve in. Yeah, I found it second-hand on one of those internet auction sites. I great on bidding for it. You got an edge?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, ready? Lift. Here it comes.
Oh, Kenton!
It's fabulous, isn't it?
But it's...
In the shape of a jukebox, I know. Oh, it's perfect for this place. Look, see here? The facade lights up and bubbles too. Oh. Hey, Jimmy? What do you reckon?
Kenton, how much did this cost?
It was a bargain. Besides, I persuaded Jack to let the business pay for half of it.
What, and he agreed?
Yeah, why not? It'll pay for itself in no time. Now, come on, think about it. Popcorn is very low in fats, mainly air. The office girls are going to love it.
Maybe.
Hey, I could even hire it out. Emma, how do you fancy serving popcorn at your wedding?
OK, yeah. Thanks as ever. I'm sure I'll be ringing you again soon. Bye. Oh, that's good.
Who was that?
Vernon. He's a wine grower who's been advising me. I think I'm trying the poor fellow's patience with all my questions. But we've got 1,500 vines arriving in 3 weeks.
You don't make any mistakes.
No. Gosh. Phil.
What?
Got the hang of the pole lathe quickly.
Oh, you think?
For a first hand.
I'm not turning the wood completely evenly.
Alec says it helps once you forget about the rhythm of the foot on the treadle and just concentrate on what you're doing with the chisel.
Well, I expect so. Oh, dear. I've gone a bit deep there.
Have you decided what you're going to make for the project?
Well, I would like to do something on the lathe. Perhaps a rolling pin or a candlestick. You making anything?
If only I had the time. I ought to get back to the house. Liz is right. There's so much to do, and the timber framer arrives tomorrow to start preparing the joints to the crop barn.
Oh, you are busy, aren't you?
Well, it's been nice, sparing a few leisurely hours here today. The framer's going to be here for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, that long?
Yes. Mind you, once he's finished, it should be just a case of raising the barn and all the parts slotting into place.
Well, he's not doing it on his own.
Yeah, no. There's the people taking tuition. And George and Mike are going to do a few hours a week.
There. Well, that's not so bad for a practice attempt at a spindle.
It's very good.
Well, you never know. By the end of these 3 days, I might be ready to help you with your crock barn.
Well, turn the music off, will you, Emma?
No.
Thanks.
You know, if there weren't any instructions, maybe you should call the guy who sold it to you.
It's only a popcorn machine.
Yeah, but, well, if you don't know what you're doing...
But that is simple. The kernels are in. All we have to do now is to wait for the popping to begin.
Kevin, it's Kathy. Check us the keys.
Oh, she's arrived just in time. Here you go.
Ta-ta.
I can't wait for her to see this. She's going to be so excited.
Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Emma.
Kathy. Hmm? What do you think of this?
Oh, wow! That's not the popcorn maker, is it?
Didn't I tell you it would be great?
He's very chuffed with it.
Yeah, I'm giving it a trial run.
Well, it's certainly...
Oh, wait. Was that a pop I heard?
Yes, it's working!
Brilliant!
Oh, I think that's Will.
Yeah, OK.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, then.
OK, bye. See you, Kathy. Have a nice evening.
Thanks.
Oh, Ken, your lock up behind me.
Look, the first of the popcorn.
Yay, he will, Emma, bye.
You want to try some?
Oh, yeah, come on then.
Yeah, now don't fill up on it, though. I've plenty of other snacks for you to try. And then there are the salsas I've been making. Yeah, I want you to tell me which one you think's the best. Not bad, yeah.
Well, I prefer my popcorn sweet, though.
Mm. Oh, I've had some ideas for pirate-themed food, too. How about chocolate money for pieces of egg? Or ring donuts you could hang on a hooked hand.
Yeah? I think we've got plenty already. Go and lock the door.
All right. Oh, we could serve chips, grog and biscuits, you know? Milk and cookies.
Kenton?
Yeah?
He's getting a bit frantic.
Oh, don't worry, it's meant to be like that. How about fish-shaped jelly sweets? Weevils making
them. But Kenton, really, it's going berserk.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, how do you stop it?
I don't know. Just turn it off.
Where?
There's a switch on the side. It's going to fill up.
Well, how much did you put in?
Just a bit, enough to give it a go. Look at that. Just quick. Look, get some bowls or just get a bucket or something. It's going to spill everywhere. What is it?
It's not stopping.
Look, come on.
I'm sorry, but I didn't think it had to
be. I'm just trying to catch it. Don't laugh at me, you silly moo.
Oh, so nice to see you. It feels like it's been ages.
Yeah.
So how come you're able to pick me up? I thought you'd be busy.
Oh, that's the good news. I've got myself a deputy.
A deputy?
Well, not that I can really call him that with all his experience.
Who is it?
George. Yeah, Brian's asked him to give me a hand.
See, I told you. Should have mentioned you needed help earlier.
Well, I just didn't want Mr. Aldridge to think I couldn't handle it.
So, when does George start?
Well, he came over this afternoon and did the egg collection. He seems dead keen. Got ourselves a schedule sorted out.
So, well, did you tell him about Greg? Will, did you say what happened on Sunday?
Well, I weren't going to.
But you told him Greg's quit.
Well, he was kind of questioning what Brian had said anyway, about Greg only being away for a bit.
Well, you don't have to feel guilty. Greg obviously don't care who knows.
Well, I don't know that, though, do I? Not for certain. No, I haven't got a clue what's going on. Oh, and as long as Brian's saying something different, I reckon I'm best keeping my mouth shut.
I suppose.
And George agrees.
Why? What does he think?
He can't make head and tail of it neither.
I wish I'd had a camera. The sight of you flailing about in all that popcorn.
Yeah, well, if you're very lucky, I might do the same on the big night.
Oh, don't you dare. I'll check how much corn you put in first.
You know, I really didn't think that I used that much. I mean, well, certainly not enough to fill a bin liner.
Well, that's the idea, popcorn, sweetheart. It gets bigger.
Yeah.
Kenton, how much food have you got there?
Well, you've got to try everything. Right, now, we've got hot dogs, nachos with cheese, popcorn.
Of course.
And there's ice cream for dessert.
Oh, goody. What flavour?
Vanilla and cherry.
Ooh, Kenton.
Budge up.
You know how to reach a girl's heart.
Oh, do I?
You know you do. That's my favourite.
Oh, I had no idea. Oh, quite right. Yep. Yeah. First things first, you have to try my salsas.
Do I dare?
Oh, don't worry, I've sampled them.
Your taste buds are hardly the most refined in the world.
Oh, cheers.
But I'll trust you.
Hands off the tortillas. I'm going to feed you. No, let me. Right, okay. You ready? I'm just going to get a good dollop on there. Mm. Now, this is salsa A.
Okay.
Here we go. What do you think? Mm. Not bad, eh?
No. Uh-huh. That's quite good, actually. A little watery.
No, that's because I didn't reduce it down long enough. Now, you ready for B?
Let me have a drink.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Clean your palate.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
Now, this one is my favourite. But don't let that influence your decision, OK?
Yep.
Open wide.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So how's that one?
A It's a bit warm. Oh, it's very warm, in fact.
Cathy?
No, pass me my drink.
Here you go.
Right.
You all right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine. Just a bit of a hot flash.
You've gone very pink.
Have I?
Yeah, there wasn't that much chilli in the salsa.
No, no, it wasn't the salsa.
Well, it must just be me, then.
What?
Well, I had that effect on the ladies, you know. Actually, you're very attractive when you're hot and bothered.
Trust me, Kenton, it wasn't you.
Helen's Under Pressure.
Come to the kitchen, George.
Oh, so what are you trying to tell me? Thanks very much.
No, that's not how I see it.
I don't expect Greg will be on the phone much longer.
And you think it's my fault?
I can always come back later, you know.
No, you should see him.
Oh. Of course, that's not what I want.
Would you like a drink or anything? Tea?
No.
Coffee?
I didn't expect you'd be in, actually.
No. Well, Greg and I are both feeling a little bit under the weather. Are you sure you don't want a coffee? I'm having one.
No, thanks, pal. Helen.
So, how are you and Christine getting on in the new house?
It took Chris a while to feel at home, but we're getting things back to normal now. I've got myself a bit of work, actually.
Oh?
Aye. Brian's asked me to help William out on the shoot.
Oh.
To cover for Greg.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
It's the reason I came over, you see. I was concerned.
Concerned? About what?
Well, Will says that Greg told him he'd resigned.
Did he?
Well, is it true?
I might just go...
I'm only asking because I care. Helen?
Greg and Brian had a row.
So Greg has resigned.
But Brian's still saying that Greg's coming back?
Yes. That's what he told me, anyway.
Right.
And that's what he's told young William. So is Greg coming back?
I just don't know, George. I couldn't tell you. To be honest, I've no idea what's going on myself at the moment.
Of course. I didn't want to upset you.
I know, it's just not been the easiest of times, that's all.
No. Well, if there's anything I can do...
We'll be all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Greg and I just need to... Oh, hello, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm George. I forgot you were...
Greg?
Hmm?
George came over to see how you were.
Oh, yeah. I heard you weren't doing so well.
No, right.
Brian's asked him to help Will out until you get back.
Doesn't he know I've quit?
Well, actually, that's what I was just asking Helen about.
And she told you?
Yeah.
Good. You can go then, can't you?
Greg.
It's all right, Helen.
Yeah, unless there's anything else you'd like to know.
No, I think I'll go.
Okay, you do that.
I wasn't trying to stick my nose in.
Stop it.
Like I said, Helen, if there's anything at all...
Just... George, please, just go.
All right, I'll see you, Greg.
Just go.
Tom, can you hold down this corner for me?
Hang on a sec. I need to get my boots.
This box is so narrow, it's really tricky to wrap.
What is it?
It's a bracelet. Just put your finger there. I remembered Helen saying she liked it.
I still haven't got her anything yet.
Oh, Tom, it's her birthday in 2 days.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to see if we can nip into town this afternoon.
Oh, by the way, Dad says if you have a chance this morning, he could do with a hand mucking out the covered yard.
Sorry, I can't. Neil's on his way over. I'm putting up some new electric fencing.
Doesn't take two of you.
Thanks. Sorry, but I've got to be there. I'll try and do a bit tomorrow once I'm back from Sawyer's.
Do you want to sign our card?
No, I'll get one.
Okay. I don't suppose you know what Helen's got planned for Friday.
No, why?
I just wondered. I thought she might like to come round here. It'd be a shame if we didn't do something to celebrate.
I'm not sure she really wants to celebrate.
Why do you say that?
Well, Kirstie tried to persuade her to go out to a club or something. She wasn't exactly keen on that idea.
Why not? Tom?
I don't know. Look, I could be talking rubbish. Invite her, see what she says.
You know something.
I don't know anything. What? Don't give me that stare.
You're lying to me.
I'm not. All I know is what Kirsty told me.
Which is?
That Greg and Helen are having a few problems. She and Kirsty went out for a drink last week while Greg was away and...
And?
Well, Helen got upset. She walked out of the bar.
Because Greg had gone to France?
No, I think it was a bit more than that. But I'm not sure. You know what Helen and Greg are like.
And that's it.
Come in, Neil.
Tom, that's it?
That's all Kirsty would tell me.
Morning.
Look, if you're not satisfied, speak to Helen.
I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, no.
That's it. Who's a good boy then, eh, Mitch?
Greg?
You're pleased to see me, aren't you?
Greg, what was all that about?
I'm going for a walk.
George says that Brian's still holding the job open for you.
I've told you, I don't want the job.
I know, but you're not looking for anything else.
I'll get on with it.
I don't want you to get on with it. Greg, I don't want to feel like I'm nagging you. But it's like you hate me for caring, or anyone else. Look how you just treated...
That was Michelle on the phone.
Yeah?
She thinks it would be better if I had no contact with the girls. I'm not to see them, I'm not to call them, I'm not to write to them. She's got me off completely.
Well, she can't do that. You're their father. You're entitled to contact.
You don't understand.
We'll go through the courts if we have to.
It's not like that.
Well, no, but it'd be more difficult with them being in France, of course, but...
It wasn't just Michelle's decision. After I left, she had a long chat with Sonia, and she said that her behaviour might be better if I wasn't around.
Sonia said that?
Michelle thinks she can't cope with having both of us in her life. It reminds her of when we were splitting up, and she needs to move on. Without me.
Ned doesn't want to see you either.
Probably not.
Probably?
Michelle didn't say. But what's it matter? I've lost them, Helen.
Must be something we can do.
There's nothing. I remember when Sonia was born. She was such a tiny baby.
Yeah?
Always sleeping. And I remember I put my finger in the palm of her hand. Even though she was only half awake, she gripped it so tight. And I felt so scared.
You were scared?
Yes, because from that moment, I knew that everything in my life would be for her. No matter how much it hurt, if she needed me, I'd do it. I'd die for her, you know.
I know.
I'd tear my own heart out. But you don't expect them not to want you.
Oh, sweetheart.
I love them, Helen.
Of course you do. Come here.
No. I'm sorry.
Greg.
I can't do this. I need to go for a walk. I'm sorry if I upset George.
Do you reckon we've got enough wine, Neil?
Oh, yeah. I've only moved a few of the arcs. Are the stakes in the back?
Yeah, in the van. That's it, then. We're all set.
Tom, I wanted to ask if you know about environmentally friendly stuff.
Well, kind of.
Tom!
Sorry. Yeah?
I'm going over to Helen's. Have you seen Dad? Can you tell him where I am?
Okay. Hang on. Won't she be at the shop?
No, I phoned. And Kirsty said she was taking the day off.
Oh. Okay. See you then.
Bye.
Sorry, Neil, you were saying?
Is Helen okay? I couldn't help
yeah,
but...
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, well, I was wondering what you thought about sustainable building.
Sustainable building?
Yeah, renewable energy, water recycling, that sort of thing.
Hmm. I don't know, why? You thinking about it for your new house?
Well, I was. Hmm. You see, I was thinking about installing a geothermal heat pump. You know, when you take the warmth out of the ground to heat the house.
Hmm. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is, but the more I've looked into it, the more expensive it seems to get. And with everything else we'll be doing, getting the place built,
yeah, I
thought we'd be able to save ourselves a bit of money, that's all.
Well, it's not just about saving money, is it, Neil?
Isn't it?
No. You'd be making a contribution, you know.
A contribution?
To a cleaner planet. To the future. I'd be really proud to do something like that.
Yeah, right. Hmm. A contribution.
Why? What's Tom been saying?
Tom hasn't said anything. But he seemed concerned. And so did Kirsty.
Kirsty?
When I spoke to her on the phone. Oh, come on, love. Tell me what's the matter.
Nothing's the matter.
You're not at work.
I've taken the day off.
Kirsty told me you were ill. You do look pale. Are you sleeping? You've got such dark patches under your eyes.
Look, I'm sorry, Mum, but really there's nothing to tell. So, was that the only reason you came over?
Yes. And to ask what you were doing for your birthday. I thought you might like to come to us.
Oh.
Oh, and Greg, too, of course. I can cook us all dinner.
Well...
Helen?
In the front room. Mum's here.
Oh, right.
Hello, Greg.
Morning, Pat.
I haven't seen you since you got back from France.
No.
Mum's invited us over to the farm for my birthday.
Your birthday?
On Friday.
You haven't got anything planned, have you?
No, I don't think so. We haven't...
No.
So, would you like to do that?
I don't know. Greg, what do you think?
Yeah.
Good. Right. Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
OK, Mum.
Now, you remember. Call me any time, right?
Yep. Bye.
Bye, Greg.
Bye, Pat.
I'll see you Friday.
Yep, see you. Oh, say hello to Dad for me.
OK, bye then.
Bye. Well, that'll be nice.
I'm sorry, Helen. I completely forgot.
Doesn't matter.
It does, though, doesn't it?
You're the one who needs the attention. How was your walk?
I didn't bump into anyone. I might have a lie down.
Come here. Have a kiss first. You're going to get through this. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You have to believe that. Sonia will come round.
I'm going to bed.
Greg, look at me. It's going to be all right.
The Grundys are giving a party.
Monsieur?
I told you, the Carters.
Well, you're just going to abandon me, were you?
Well, I didn't think you actually meant it when you said you wanted to come.
Well, then you should learn to take your puss-cat more seriously.
It won't be very interesting, Lillian. I'm only giving their place the once over.
No, Pete's being bored silly left here on my own.
Right, whatever you say.
Good-o. I'd like to see what potential you think the Carters' house has got.
Well, if I do go ahead and buy, I won't pump a lot of money into it. Might just lend it out.
Yeah?
Yeah, margins aren't great in that market.
That depends on what we find when we get there.
Well, true, yeah.
It's curious to see what those houses are like inside.
Is that Brian pulling out of the corner?
Looks like it.
Yeah, I want to talk to him. Brian!
Be careful, darling.
Brian, hold up!
Not in the middle of the road.
Hey, what shit? Well, wind the window down, mate. Blimey, Brian, didn't think you were going to stop.
Sorry, I had my mind on something else. Afternoon, Lillian.
Hello, Brian.
How come you haven't been returning my calls?
What?
I left a couple of messages on your phone. Don't tell me you didn't get them.
I've been very busy, Matt. As a matter of fact, I'm late now. I'm meeting David and the agronomist.
Yeah. You can spare me a couple of minutes.
All right, yes. Well, what can I do for you?
I want to know what's going on with the shoe. I took a stroll down to the lane pens this morning and found George Barford collecting eggs.
Yeah, that's right. He's covering for Greg.
Yeah, how long for?
Not long.
Because George didn't seem to have any idea.
I can't believe the cheek of it. 120 grand.
Oh, all right, Susan.
She seemed like such a nice lady when she looked round last week.
Don't you think that's enough air freshener?
Can't she read?
Susan!
Oh, sorry.
She was only trying her luck. She might come back with a better offer now we've turned her down.
But we said no offers, clear as anything, on the ads.
Maybe this fellow who's coming round now will put in for the full amount.
No, I hope so. We can't afford to drop it, Neil.
Oh, I know.
Especially if you're still keen on these environmental gizmos.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Mm?
I think it might not be for us.
Well, really?
Mm.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Well, we just don't have the spare cash at the moment. I know it'd be a saving in the long run, but...
That's what I thought. I mean, it's a lot of money to lay out.
Tom's all for it, of course. And I'd like to have done it, but It'd be a long time before it began to pay. Yeah. Might as well just hook the house up to the mains, eh?
Well, at least then you know what you're getting.
Yep. Yeah. There is one thing we can do, though. Our contribution, like...
Yeah?
Good insulation. We can build it in right from the start.
Oh, here he is, Neil.
All right, I'll get it.
All these cushions, mate, pumping.
Yeah, we can insulate the house really well. And then wherever we get our power from, we'll be using less of it. Oh, Mr. Crawford.
Afternoon, Neil.
Hello.
Sorry, I was expecting someone to view the house.
Yeah, me.
Can we come in?
Usha, what are you doing out there?
Waiting for you. I didn't think you'd be in the shop already.
I thought you'd realise.
And I couldn't see with the windows all whitewashed.
Well, come in. Oh, and mind those old shelves.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been out there?
Oh, only 5 minutes. I got held up leaving the office. Is the letting agent not here?
I don't know where he's got to. He went out for a coffee, he said.
Mm. We're all alone, then.
Yes, I suppose we are. So, what do you think of the shop?
Oh, give me a chance.
I want your first impressions.
Well, it's bigger than I expected. Deeper. Would you need all this floor space?
The idea was that I'd divide it between the imported art from India and my own work.
Two separate areas?
Yep.
Okay. Well, in that case, per square foot, it's not that expensive.
Not for this part of town.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere else, though.
No. Oh, come this way. Back here's the storeroom.
Right.
Oh, and through that door, there's a small kitchen and an office. More of a cupboard, really.
You don't need anything bigger. It's okay, isn't it?
You think?
Well, it's exactly what you've been holding on for.
Well, that's true.
You're not sure, are you?
No.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know. Just standing here, looking. It doesn't feel right.
You've just got to try to imagine what it would be like. Well, come on, you're the artist. You're meant to be good with your imagination.
Maybe it's Borchester.
Borchester?
Yeah, I'm still not certain it's the best place for what I'm trying to do.
What are you talking about?
Well, there aren't any other shops selling Asian art here.
So you wouldn't have any competition?
I might not have any custom.
Look, I think it would be great if you set up in Borchester. And I'm just down the road.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd shop here.
I'm not sure that's a sound enough basis to run a business.
Well...
I don't know. When I walked in, my gut feeling was that it was the wrong place. And if my gut says no...
You say no. Right.
And if we come through here, this is the master bedroom.
Did you hear that?
As you can see, it's a nice light room.
Master bedroom? It's about the size of the box room in my attic.
And from the window, there's a lovely, pleasant view across the green.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Susan?
Yes?
Hope you don't mind me asking, but there isn't a lot of room in here. How do you and Neil manage?
We've never had any problem. There's a fitted wardrobes and we've space under the bed.
Yeah, that's not quite what I meant. We do ourselves an injury.
Right, well, I think I've shown you everything. If you want to look round on your own, I'll be in the lounge.
Yeah, thank you, Susan.
You?
What?
You're terrible. She's really embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry, but look at it, darling. Everything's in miniature.
It's known in the business as compact.
Okay. Now, you'd live in such a confined space. And as for that bathroom, what colour did you say, sweetheart?
Olive green.
Well, I remember that colour, and they didn't call it olive green. It was avocado.
Whatever it's called, it's got to go.
Oh, no, darling. You can't possibly rip that out. It's practically a museum piece.
Susan, calm down.
Oh, does she think she is? Royalty? She's only a publican's daughter.
Don't take any notice.
My mum went to Sunday school with her.
You didn't say anything, did you? Did you?
No.
Good.
Though I wish I had, coming round here poking fun.
Yeah, well, she's not the important one. It's Crawford who's thinking about buying the house.
You should have heard him when they saw the posters in Christopher's room.
Oh, I told him to take them down.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
But it wouldn't fit.
Shh, they're coming down.
I'm telling you, you can get a separate shower in there.
Well, not one. You could turn round here, surely.
Are you done?
Yeah, Neil, I think so.
Thank you so much for showing us round, Susan. Your house is really very... What? Charming. It's very charming.
What do you think, Mr. Crawford?
No, it's a good property. Not in bad condition.
Oh, so you might...
I'd have to see a surveyor's report. And I still think the price is a bit steep.
Well, you won't find many houses round here for less.
No, Matt owns most of them.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll leave you to it. If I'm interested, you'll hear from the office.
Oh, OK, then.
Oh, Susan.
Yes?
What scent is that?
It's only air freshener at the Spring Meadow.
It's nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. For a moment, I thought you actually had real flowers down here.
More water?
Please.
That looks tasty.
Mmm, it's very nice. Ashok.
Yes?
If you're not going to take the shop, what are you going to do?
Well, stay as I am, I guess. Carry on supplying other establishments.
Because you do know there was nothing wrong with it.
I do know.
Well,
like I said, it just didn't feel right.
Well, that's what I don't get.
Well, it felt... Oh, you think I'm being ridiculous. It just felt too real. What was an idea in my head was suddenly becoming an actual place on an actual street.
That is the point.
See? I said you'd think I was crazy.
No, I don't. I'm just not sure I understand.
Well, how about if I put it this way? I got scared of tying myself down.
To what?
I don't know. The UK, maybe? I mean, I know it's my home, but then so's India. And with Mum in Vancouver over there feels like home, too.
You like it here, though?
Well, I love England.
And you're already making good connections in the art world.
Oh, I know. I suppose I just feel divided.
We all have to put down roots eventually.
But we have to be sure the ground's secure first.
Ashok.
Hmm?
You do feel secure with... Well, with me, don't you?
Oh, gosh, Usha, yes. I'm sorry. Nothing I've been saying's about you and me. You're the reason I came back here.
What do you mean, the reason? You didn't even know if you'd see me again.
No, I mean the real reason, underneath everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I believe some things happen for a reason, and I'm sure we were meant to find each other.
Really?
I knew that the moment I saw you.
Oh, come on.
No, there was something about you. You were beautiful, of course. You still are. But you were easy to be around, too. I felt like I could be myself.
But you never...
gave myself away.
You were very restrained.
And far too sensible to ever act on my feelings.
Unlike now, when you won't do anything unless it feels absolutely right.
Isn't that the best way to be?
Well, maybe we need a smidgen of the old Ashok back, just for the big decisions.
Mm. Well, the old Ashok wouldn't be sitting here with you now. You're right, though. I do need to start making some decisions.
This fennel's delicious. Do you want a taste?
Let's get married.
What?
That would be a start on the big decisions, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And we've just been saying how safe we feel together. Well, I have.
Are you serious?
Why not? I've just been sitting here saying how I always act on my feelings and, well, I don't know about you, but I'm in love. So, will you? If you need more time, I don't mind.
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, yes.
Yes? You will?
Yes, Ashok. I'd love to marry you.
Clary's not quite on top of things in the dairy.
It's not like you, Clary.
I know.
You can normally fill the pots with your eyes closed.
Don't know what's the matter with me. Oh, look, wrong weight again.
Oh, don't get frustrated. You only need to add a bit more yoghurt.
Yeah, but it's just taking me twice as long as usual.
Are you sure there's nothing wrong? You got anything on your mind?
No. Well, maybe. Oh, Teddy.
Why, what's happened?
Oh, well, nothing's happened, as far as I know. He's just been acting strange and helping, like.
Helping?
Yeah, round the house. I caught him with a vacuum cleaner the other day.
Pass us them tops, would you?
Oh, sure. Oh, no.
And then he got himself all in a tiz about my Easter bonnet.
You up?
Thank you. Either that or he's a million miles away.
Oh, that does sound a bit odd. Not having any problems at work, is he?
I don't think so. Picked up a good bit of work on Nigel's new vineyard. He's down there now, cultivating the land.
And you can't think of any other reason why he might be behaving oddly?
Well, there is one thing. Honestly, I'm ashamed to tell you.
Well, don't be silly. What is it?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Eddie got hauled in by the Environmental Health.
What did they want with Eddie?
We've been selling this meat. On the side, you know, been slaughtered up on a farm in Wales.
Oh.
It weren't bad, just some hard-pressed farmer who needs a bit of extra income. We all do, don't we?
And they caught Eddie selling it?
Yeah, but they interviewed him 2 weeks ago and nothing's happened.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
No? But they wouldn't be too hard on him, would they? I mean, it's only how we all used to get our meat before all these regulations.
Oh, we still have to abide by them. I mean, look at the lengths we have to go to on this place.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he can be such an idiot.
He is flying pretty close to the wind. I wish I could be more positive.
No, well, there ain't no point pretending, is there? And worrying about it ain't going to get these pots filled, neither.
Right, will you be all right finishing up?
Yeah.
I would stop to help.
No, you've got a supper to prepare. Say happy birthday to Helen for me.
I will, and I'll keep my fingers crossed for Eddie.
David?
Hello.
Oh, I didn't think I'd catch you. Thought you'd have gone to get the cows in.
Oh, well, is that the time? I wanted to get this finished.
How's it going?
Well, I didn't think the clamp was looking too bad, but you fill in one crack, you notice two more.
I've got some exciting news.
Yeah?
Usha and Ashok are getting married.
Oh, fantastic.
She just phoned, isn't it great?
Yeah, good for them. It's about time someone made an honest woman of her. How did he do it?
Well, how did he propose?
Yeah.
By the sounds of it, he didn't really.
What, no bended knee?
No, they were having dinner in that Chinese place in Borchester.
He asked her over egg foo young.
I think it was a bit pusher than that.
What about a ring?
Well, she didn't mention it.
Honestly, what's this guy playing at?
Who do you think you are to criticise? Your proposal was hardly up to much.
Oi, I travelled all the way up to Shropshire to see you in college and I took you to the cinema.
My Romeo.
Hey, it's not my fault you thought I was just trying to get you into bed.
I still think it's the only reason you ask me.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Well, it still goes to show that it doesn't matter how Ashok proposed.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, Anusha's so happy. She said it was one of those moments when everything seems to click into place.
Are they having an engagement party?
I expect so. I don't think Satya would let them get away without one.
Well, that's something.
They're going to Wolverhampton tomorrow to tell their relatives, and they're flying over to Canada in the summer.
Oh, yeah, of course. Ashok's mum's out there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Will she make the wedding?
Don't know. But I can't wait. Knowing the way Usha's family like to celebrate, it'll be quite something.
Oh, honestly, I do like it. Well,
I remembered you pointing it out once in town. At least I thought it was that bracelet.
I expect so.
Well, you can take it back if you really
do. No, really, it's beautiful. I'll put it on now. Wear it out tonight.
So, Helen, what did Greg get you for your birthday?
Greg? Oh, he hasn't got anything yet. He's not really had the chance.
Busy, is he?
Dad, can you help me with the clasp?
Yes, go on.
Hiya, sorry I'm late. Had to get changed. Whoa, sis, you're a bit dressed up, aren't you?
Am I?
Considering you didn't want to go out at all when I mentioned it this morning.
Well, I changed my mind.
Fair enough. Here's your present. Happy birthday.
Oh, cheers.
So, where's Greg?
He's not coming tonight.
Apparently, he's not very well. Oh. Nothing serious?
Nope, he just picked up a bit of a cold.
Tony?
Yeah?
Give me a hand in the kitchen. Dinner's almost ready.
Sure. Tom, do you want a drink?
No, you're all right. I'll get myself one in a minute, thanks.
Yes? Okay.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Oh, yeah. I think you like them. It's a good album. Kirsty saw them live a couple of months ago.
Yeah, she mentioned it.
Helen, are you sure he wants to come out tonight?
Yeah.
I mean, if Greg's not well...
It's my birthday, isn't it? Look, Greg couldn't make it, so I decided I'd go out with you guys. What's the matter with that?
Nothing. It's just Kirsty.
Oh, I knew it. Look, what's she been saying to you?
Not much.
What?
Well, I know that Greg's quit his job, but that's all. Kirsten made me promise to keep that to myself.
Great.
Craig's not really ill, is he? Come on, sis, you can tell me. It's not nice seeing you like this.
He just didn't want to come tonight, that's all.
Why not?
He's tired. He couldn't face it.
What about the job?
Please, Tom, can we leave it?
Yeah, but...
I just want to enjoy myself tonight, okay?
Okay.
Let's just forget about it for a few hours. You won't say anything to Mum and Dad, will you?
You can't keep hiding.
Will you?
Tony, I'm so worried.
Well, there's no point in trying to force it out of her.
But she's lying to us, saying that Greg was too busy to get her a present.
Well, she didn't actually say that. Here's the potatoes.
He's not even gone back to work.
What?
Yeah, I found out from Clary today. Will's had George helping him.
Maybe Greg's been ill all week.
You don't honestly believe that.
Well, you said he was looking rough when you saw him on Wednesday.
There is something going on.
Oh, look, I'm worried too, but all we can do is wait until Helen wants to say anything.
Perhaps you could speak to Jennifer.
I can't do that.
She might know something.
If we start sticking our noses in, we'll only make things worse.
Make what worse?
Hmm? Oh, nothing.
Tom, are you sure you don't know what's happening with your sister?
Excuse me, Dad. I need the bottle opener from the drawer.
She hasn't said anything to you?
No, don't pressure him, Pat.
Well, she tells him things she won't say to us.
You reckon?
So, you can't tell us anything?
No, sorry. Can't tell you anything at all.
You're running a bit late, aren't you?
Well, I didn't start on time, did I? Parlour's all washed down now.
Right.
Is that Mum leaving?
Yeah, I think the kids completely wore her out.
Why? Have they been acting up?
No, but she's been looking after them on her own. Phil's been doing his woodworking course.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Right, well, I'd better get the cows back.
Okay. Oh, I got a message from the manager of the milking agency, Russ...
Russ Little.
Just confirming he's coming to see us on Wednesday.
You know, the more I think about it, the more this makes sense.
You just want to give up milking.
I won't be. I'll still be doing a day a week, plus holidays.
Of course you will.
It'll be nice though, won't it? Not having to fit all the other jobs in between milking. Having more time for the children.
Yeah.
Perhaps even an extra hour in bed with you.
But in the meantime, these cows need you.
Do they really?
Yeah. So get to it.
Happy birthday, dear Helen. Happy birthday to you.
Now, blow out the candles.
25, eh? You really are ancient now.
Don't, Tom.
Wish I was 25.
Well, aren't you going to cut the cake?
No, it's all right.
Hey, you've got to cut your birthday cake.
No, you do it, though. I just won't have a slice.
Don't you want any?
I'm not very hungry.
But you didn't eat much for dinner.
Well, I'm not hungry.
Oh, fair enough. Look, why don't you head on out? Leave us oldies here. Have a good time.
Actually, we do need to get going. Kirsty will be in the pub soon.
Not sure that...
Oh, it's okay. Mum and I don't mind, do we, Pat?
No.
Come on, then. Let's hit the town.
Helen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I don't think I actually want to go out tonight. I can't.
Now, come on, love. What's the matter?
Darling. What an awful birthday.
Helen, please talk to us.
There's no point. There's nothing anyone can do.
At least say what's wrong.
Yeah, you never know. We might be able to help. There's no point in keeping it bottled up.
Do you want me to tell them?
Tom?
I may as well.
Well, tell us what?
You might feel better once it's out in the open.
Tom, what is it?
It's Greg. He's given up his job.
What?
He had a row with Brian before he left for France. Isn't that right?
But how could he give up his job? Well,
I don't understand, love. If Greg's not working on the shoot, why have we not heard anything?
I went to see Brian. It was so embarrassing. I practically had to beg him. And he agreed to give Greg a second chance if he went to speak to him.
And has he?
No.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know. I think Brian's still holding the position open.
Then why doesn't Greg go to see him?
He says he won't go grovelling to Brian.
After what you did for him?
He doesn't want the job back anyway. He's in such a state.
Okay.
Sounds to me as if he's being very selfish.
You have got no idea what's been going on. Michelle's told him he's not to have any contact with Sonia and Lynette anymore.
What? She won't let him see them.
She doesn't know what she's done to him. He's devastated.
Yeah, well, of course he is. Oh, come here, Helen.
I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to keep positive, but everything I do seems to be wrong. He won't talk to me. He gets so angry.
With you?
Yeah. Well, no. He's angry with himself. I know none of it's about me. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, well, one thing. You don't have to go through this on your own.
Absolutely.
We're all here for you. Isn't that right, Pat?
Yes, of course. I mean, if you need to come back home and stay here...
No, that's not what I want.
But if he's...
I still love him. But it just doesn't seem to be enough anymore.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and Kerry Davis. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.